morning, everyone. My name is Grace Campbell, and this was my fourth and final mission trip. This past Monday, I returned to Concord Academy after missing a week of classes. It was a difficult transition, to say the least. People asked me in passing, "Hey, how was your trip?" And I replied with, "It was wonderful," or "It was so meaningful." But in truth, no words, let alone my brief response to them, could ever encapsulate the magic I felt in Webster Springs last week, or on mission trips in general these past 4 years. I've thought a lot about my faith throughout high school, and I have TriCon, and especially these mission trips, to thank for that. Last week was no exception. Every evening, after a day spent at our respective work sites, we all gathered together in the sanctuary. Each care group went up to the front to share an instance of where they saw the divine. And each night, I experienced the same struggle to come up with one. I just couldn't pinpoint it. My whole week was where I saw the divine. There's this feeling to mission trips, a feeling I don't experience elsewhere, that starts when we depart from Concord in the dark and the early hours of the morning, and that concludes when I climb back into my own bed at home 7 days later. I rarely understood it until this year, when my heart ached as we pulled into Concord after our time away, and I realized that my time in this youth group is coming to a close. This feeling is love. It is building genuine, close friendships with my peers and adult leaders alike. It is wanting to spread this kindness and joy onto others when I return home. And it is God, my only and best definition of what he means to me in this stage of my life. I want to share a few moments with you of where I felt this. It was Wednesday, the middle of our work week, and often the most mentally taxing day of any mission trip. I was sitting with Wyatt and Sydney in the bedroom we had recently painted peach. We were all involved in our respective tasks. The ancient radio in the corner, which played more static than music, was once again not functioning. After kicking it a few times, we decided we could do without music. And it was then that I had one of the most meaningful conversations of my trip. We took turns tossing out a question and each replying to it. Questions like, "What was your favorite year in school? Where would you travel if you could leave tomorrow? And what do you like most about yourself?" It was a conversation that could have easily been missed had we kept playing the country music, and it was one that I'm grateful to have had. It was a spur-of-the-moment evening walk in the brisk night air to a point overlooking the town. It was my arms wrapped around friends as we ascended the hill, our steps syncing up with each other's. It was convening as a care group on Thursday after lunch in the attic of our three-story house after spending Monday through Wednesday on two separate projects. It was being taught how to properly use a power tool by my group member and working late to finish the work, not because we had to, but because we wanted to. It was meeting the mother and father of the family who would soon inhabit the house on which we had been working, and not only hearing their words of gratitude, but seeing it in their eyes. And it was the final morning, Saturday, the sunniest day of our trip. We gathered together in the back parking lot and held hands in a circle for a final prayer. It was the van ride to the airport, the music playing softly as I wrote Palin letters and stared out at an expanse of open land. It was turning around to see my care group asleep on each other's shoulders all in a line. I've talked to people before who don't believe in the idea of service trips for various reasons. But let me say this. The reason I go on these trips is not to just paint a bedroom. It's not to insulate an attic. Anyone can do that. It is to know and experience humanity, all forms of it. It is to be reminded of all that I have that I often take for granted. And most importantly, it is to experience these instances of love and connection and to come back home and spread these feelings forward, to start my own ripple effect of them, if you will. I want to end by telling you this. During my freshman year trip to Kentucky, I scrawled this small note to myself in the margins of my journal. It said, "I want to remain involved in this community throughout high school, no matter what it takes." 4 weeks of classes missed and 4 incredible trips later, that promise remains the best one I've ever kept. This is my story. Amen.